To take this station with you wherever you go, download the Radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the Radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
If you're a military veteran, then you've got to check out ConnectingVets.com. It's the things vets care about, benefits and employment. It's women's issues and everything from happy hour to firepower. If it affects vets, it's on ConnectingVets.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Bernstein and McKnight, 9 a.m. to noon on The Score.
Well, the Cubs general manager Jed Hoyer here on the Bernstein and McKnight Show, 670 The Score.
We do a lot of positive things offensively, but I do think we change some behaviors when we have guys on base, whether it's certain guys might chase more in those spots, certain guys might get more pull conscious, you know, certain guys, you know, may get more passive. And I think that's something you're constantly looking at, is the best, you know, clutch hitters that I've seen are able to, you know, really tighten their focus and tighten their strike zone and really force the pitcher to work in those spots. And I think sometimes we don't do that. So I think we have to organize our strike zone, as Joe would say, in those situations, and make it so we're not changing our behavior in a negative way when you get guys in scoring position.
Listen to Bernstein and McKnight, 9 to noon, on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a Radio.com sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
John Paxson, Ryan Pacey, of course, the general manager of the Chicago Bears. Am I wrong in saying that Cordero Patterson might be the most important addition of the offseason, just because he's something you haven't had before? This is a different piece, and obviously it's a kick returner and it's field position, but it's also something that Matt can have fun with.
Yeah, I think for when we make personnel moves, for us to be right and accurate, we have to be on the same page with our coaches, because, you know, those guys have to be utilized the right way. And CP was probably one of the guys we discussed most in the offseason, because he's so versatile and there's so many different things he can do: kick returner, running back, receiver, slot. There's so many things he can do. So with Matt's creativity, it made us feel really good about that investment.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Today at 6:05, when Cubs baseball is on The Score, Ed Napleton's Honda in Oak Lawn presents Off the Air. Exclusively on 670thescore.com. An unfiltered brand of The Score you could never get on the radio. Including Loho Daily with Lawrence Holmes, Grobber and Grody, Tony Gill, Maggie Hendricks, and Madeline Kenny in a special No Zones. Off the Air, presented by Ed Napleton's Honda in Oak Lawn, for home run service and selection.
Don't miss your chance to watch Big Ten football at Ryan Field this fall. The Wildcats host Ohio State in a sold-out matchup, but tickets remain for matchups with Iowa and Purdue. Buy now at NUSports.com. And this transition brought to you by Aloha Restoration. Get your home bone dry in no time.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Our radio.com sports station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The
Score! And he's running around like he's just won something on New Year's Eve in Times Square.
Do they give out awards? Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 of The Score. Our thanks to all. Thanks for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
Yeah, want to thank everyone that worked so hard on this show. Thanks to Kevbo.
Ah, God is the greatest.
Yeah, and Dustin. Don't forget.
Hold on.
Well, he wasn't here, but he did work today. And our thanks to Chris Dickens.
That was sick!
And our thanks to Sean, who filled in this morning.
Thanks,
Very
Sean.
Kind of him.
I'd like to see all the documents that are hidden in Washington.
Have we thanked Ray yet? Because we always thank Ray. Today we thank him for working late last night.
He
and not
worked late
up.
Last night, yeah. He had a double yesterday.
But he'll be here tomorrow.
Thank you, Ray.
So thanks, Ray.
Coming back, if you do.
And now, in honor of National Punctuation Day, we will welcome in Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight. Really?
It's National Punctuation Day.
Hello?
We're here for you.
Well, okay.
16th right. annual.
We'll do our Victor Borga a little later on. You know, with the...
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
But nice. Yeah, pull off old school for you.
The semicolon, let us know, because we have not been able to pull off that one.
It's difficult.
That's the, yeah,
it's
difficult. Remember when Ronald Reagan had colon surgery while president? The Stanford Band formed two circles. They played right. Hail to the Chief, and then one of the circles turned into a comma. They
from
made
colon to semicolon.
Colon to semicolon.
Yeah.
Genius.
Yeah.
Only at Stanford. And then Cal ran into him, and they all fell down.
Yeah. And Kenny Williams ran out there.
That's right.
Yeah, wasn't he
Kenny
in that play?
Williams was on the field, and so was Ron Rivera. How
well,
about
that's cool.
That? Isn't that funny?
Well, I'm wearing my shades so that you guys don't see the shock in my eyes.
He was shocked when that tuba player went down.
Yeah.
I did enjoy it.
Yeah, but even my wife came downstairs, and she goes, "What's going on?" And I said, "What?" She goes, "You guys aren't yelling." And she said, "Dad's not screaming, tackle!" Just, usually I've heard that 6 times by now. She said, and I haven't heard a single, "What are you doing?" So she said, "It must be good."
We'll do the whole offense thing and Mitch's night and Matt Nagy's night. But my God. Khalil Mack is so.
But don't you think
so good?
Don't you think he's so good that you might want to block him?
Maybe.
Olin Krutz made a fantastic point. He said that apparently the Grudens hate the guy.
They do.
They sit down at dinner, yep. and John is like, "I got to get this guy off my team," and Jay's like, "You know what? He's not that good. Yeah. I'm not even going to block him.
No
respect."
The
no
reactions respect. Of other professional athletes to him. When you really see, when
David read the LeBron stuff.
Yeah, I mean,
LeBron.
Well, that was
can you
great.
Read that again?
That was great in and of itself.
Yeah.
But when you know you saw Akeem
David,
Hicks.
Can you read it again, big homie?
I don't know, big homie.
But Akeem Hicks on the sideline, when they had him, Mike Tyson was like, "Yeah, I was ready to get the guy," and all of a sudden, in comes back. Yeah, yeah, it just breaks it all up. You know, it's when Urlacher talked about Julius Peppers.
Yeah.
When these guys talk, it just, they think he's that great. They're the other athletes,
yes.
Professional athletes, are reduced to being little kids watching this guy.
Because he's relentless and
my
he's
favorite
so good.
It was the holding penalty that Donald Penn gets.
Yeah.
The first one he got. Yeah. And he's walking back, and the broadcast gets him with the sky cam, and you can see right into the helmet. And his eyes are just like big, like dinner plates. And he's just kind of shaking his head like, "I don't know what to do with this guy. I don't."
And didn't Matt go over there and kind of like have exchange like, words, kind of
yes,
pat him like yeah,
it's
no,
okay.
That's okay.
It's okay. I'm really hard to block.
Nobody can do this
what
anyway.
What did he do with Garrett Bowles? He offered him a training regimen for the offseason.
Yeah,
season. He's going to have Donald Penn over for like cooking lessons
exactly.
during the offseason. Just like teaching all the offensive linemen around
my
the league
mind,
different
like,
skills.
What is he going to come up with to make this guy feel better about himself after the game?
Well, and that's the
Let's
thing.
Let's talk retirement plan.
Right. Mac knows that Penn's not long for this league.
Have you looked at thought about term life insurance?
Like a Roth IRA, something you can really sink his teeth into and hold on to for a little while.
That's beautiful.
Donald, how many kids you got headed for college? Let's get you set.
How lucky are the Bears that they got him? I mean, listen, it was a great move and everything else, and they paid for it. But how? I mean,
Jerry
how did
really
the
stepped up?
How do the stars align like that?
Because
that guy is so damn
but
good.
That's what underpins all the Mitchell Trubisky discussion.
Yes.
That is the
context.
Everything 100%. We're saying about
yes.
Mitchell Trubisky. That's the context. I was just on the radio.com sports morning show with Ross Tucker, and they're talking about that.
You should be on our show.
Well,
the
Dan's
you
a
doing?
Tough book. You know, I mean, that's
hard to get. You talk to my people.
Tucker.
Go through my people.
Is Ross Rex's brother or is that different Tuckers?
No, different Tucker.
Different.
Yeah,
okay. And, but they,
I think he might be Rex's brother.
But that was really the discussion is, can Mitchell Trubisky be good enough to keep the Bears in contention while they've got this guy Mac at the peak of his powers, right? That's what we're talking about here.
That's what we've always been talking about. And I think that's why, you know, the defense, as dominant as it was last night, that's what you would come to expect because Khalil Mack makes everybody else better. And it doesn't matter if it bothers, that reality bothers Akeem Hicks or whoever it bothers. That's the reality. The secondary is better because of Mack. The defensive pass rush is better because of Mack. The linebackers are better all because of Mack.
The other thing that we have to say, every few sentences, we have to remind people that this Washington team is a giant bowl of boiled ass. I mean, that is really...
That is a little...
It's a delicacy in some places.
Are you talking about donkey? What the hell are you talking about?
They're just brutal. They're just brutal. The coaches are looking at each other. They're sidelined. And there are a couple plays on defense where
they are not flying to the football. You know, they're not. They don't rally up with the alacrity that other teams do, as if they know they're bad. And I don't know.
The Redskins. That's one of the poorest coach teams that I've seen.
Yeah, he's so fired. I mean, did you see? Apparently, that he was asked in the preseason about being on the TV show, whatever the hell it's called,
Hard Knocks,
yeah. And he said, "Oh well, they can do that next year." In other words, like he's not going to be there, and he knows it.
Well, that's the problem. He's coaching that team almost like he wants to be fired.
Yeah.
If you choose not to block Khalil Mack,
I agree.
You're asking to be fired.
Hey, we should mention that you are listening to a special Built for Tough Bears Monday on a Tuesday on The Score, as brought to you by your local Ford dealers. Visit buyfordnow.com.
No, the coaching staff's in rough shape in Washington, the training staff, the support staff. I mean, we all saw it on Twitter, right? There was a man standing behind Jay Gruden, stirring Gatorade with a sleeve of Gatorade cups. They don't have a spoon. There's nothing like a paddle or like you just like use your arm. They had to use a sleeve of cups.
Get
over
this
there.
Man a ladle.
What is going on?
A dysfunction in a nutshell.
Sorry. We're going to use a sleave of cups to stir your Gatorade. But where are the cups?
And Keenum, too. You've got a quarterback admitting, I'm just a placeholder here. It's only a matter of time.
That man is a human sleave of cups.
But then Goofy, what's his name, Booger McFarland, is kind of suggesting, well, they ought to put
Haskins
in now. What are you talking?
No.
He'll get killed.
Yeah, don't do that.
They're not blocking 52. Well,
right.
Are you out of your mind?
Haskins would end up doing what Raiders punter Ray Guy did in 1984 when Mark Wilson got knocked out of the game and David Hum got knocked out of the game, and they went looking for Ray Guy and he was hiding under towels under the bench.
Nice. More things can happen.
As the emergency quarterback said, nope, not going into this game.
No. Wayne, where's your helmet? I don't know. I think it's being used to stir some Gatorade. I lost it. It's
How
gone.
Long before Adrian Peterson just goes off? And he's so unhappy at not being used and featured in that offense.
I'm surprised he didn't. I thought that was some of the best part of the broadcast last night, is Booger just really clearly pointing out Peterson wasn't in on one of the final drives, or maybe it was the last touchdown that Washington ended up scoring.
Yeah.
And he's not in, and they're pointing out how upset he is on the sidelines. And he ought to be. But at the same time, I don't know what you've got.
Booger had a bad night.
I guess he's bought.
That was okay.
Peterson. Like he's bought the right to be angry about not being in there with his career, I suppose.
Proud guy.
But at the same time, you can kind of see Gruden's side of things, which is a terrible side of the argument to be on. But there he is. I thought Booger was up and down.
I didn't think it was more down than up.
Yeah.
I was up and down.
I like the fact that David he tweets about Booger, makes a Booger joke, and people took him seriously.
I know. Yeah. I'm like, Booger picking on Mitch, and everyone's like, No, he's not.
He's being fairly critical.
He deserves it. I wanted to people reread that.
I did. I retweeted it. I said, he's making a Booger joke. Yeah. That's all it was.
Everybody
was chill out.
Nothing funnier, by the way. Yeah. It's not that it's important to do it.
That was one of the responses.
What have you today?
Well, for our Built Ford Tough Bears Monday on a Tuesday, we will feature Patrick Manley at 10.
Get out of the freaking way!
Sage Rosenfels is going to join us at 11 to go over the Mitchell Trubisky performance. I thought he was going to be in studio. That's next week, right?
Next week
Sage is going to be here.
We got to get food for Sage.
Yeah, we do. Rich Campbell will be here at 11:20 with his thoughts on everything. So we have everyone completely covered to break down the Bears win.
All right, show, guys.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
I'm done.
This is a special Built for Tough Bears Tuesday on The Score. All day today, we'll be recapping last night's game with all of our shows and team of experts. Plus, your reaction, too. Exclusively on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans. Brought to you by your local Ford dealers and the Built for Tough F-150, the official truck of the Chicago Bears.
This is Boomer Esiason with the CBS Sports Minute. There are athletes who take risks. There are athletes who compete in extreme sports. And then there was Davo Krnicar. 19 years ago, in an epic five-hour run, the Slovenian mountaineer became the first to successfully ski from the summit of Mount Everest to its base camp. A vertical descent of 12,000 feet, folks, that began at an altitude above 29,000 feet. During his aborted first Everest attempt back in 1996, Davo had lost two fingers to frostbite. Everyone has a gift, he told the Times of London. I know how to ski. Someone else might know how to drive a Formula One car. Krnicar later became the first person to complete ski descents from the seven summits. Those would be the highest mountains of all the continents. Sadly, he died last week when a tree he was cutting fell on him. And he was only 56. But wow, what a life and what accomplishments. I'm Boomer Esiason.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right. Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right.
What is this? This looks good.
Wow.
That's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
ABC Tonight. A down and dirty hour of fun starts with a season premiere of The Conners.
It's a win.
And they're expecting a new arrival.
Another Conner in the world. What we don't have in quality, we make up in volume.
Then, on the season premiere of Bless This Mess.
Do you remember what we thought living on a farm was going to be like?
They're bringing home the bacon.
Stop looking at me like that.
The Conners and Bless This Mess. Two big season premieres tonight starting at 8, 7 Central on ABC.
Music trivia. Compact discs were first released in 1982. Billions have been sold, but by 2010, the number of audio CDs being sold had dropped by about 50%. What was the first commercial album available on CD? Billy Joel hit number one on the album charts with his sixth studio album, 52nd Street. It was his first number one album, and it even won a Grammy for Album of the Year. More interestingly, the album was the first commercial album to be released on compact disc.
Lawrence Holmes here. Check out my podcast, LoHo Daily. I record it every day before or after the show. And here's what it is. It's me doing stuff that I can't get to on the show. Sports stuff, geek stuff, whatever's on my mind that day. I get a long form way to do it.
And I'm glad that the Bears are out here trying to make these kickers earn their jobs.
Check out LoHo Daily. Download the latest episode now from the radio.com app or online at 670thescore.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes at his new time, weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
Lawrence was live with Jason Hayward and Kyle Schwarber.
Kyle, what's the craziest thing that you've seen Javi do?
You know, I would say probably the first time I ever saw him steal home. It was like a bunt or something. Javi went back, catcher threw it to third, and then he like this spun move, and if it was me, I would have just fell on my butt and probably been out, but he like somehow magically turned around, slid in, safe by a mile, you know, like. That's instincts. You know, that's what we always talk about. He has the instinct on the field to have that play already written up in his mind. That those are things that we say, you know, that guy's a ball player. You know, whenever they have that instinct and they just let that take over.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes at his new time, weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
Lawrence was live with Jason Hayward and Kyle Schwarber.
Jason, how much thought do you put into walk-up music? Yours changes. I've noticed that. Yours, you change yours a little bit. So how much thought do you put into it?
You got to change it, though. You know, you got to go with a vibe. I like to mix it up. I want the fans to be involved with it. For sure, you want them to love it. But at the same time, like Schwarber said, like, you got to feel some swag. You got to feel some swag walking to the plate, get you in the zone, to kind of take you away from the moment for a second and then bring you right back to it. For one, you're waiting for them to play the music. You're like, come on, like, send it. Let's go. I need the music because the crowd's loud. Like, I'm too anxious right now. I need something to just chill me out. But honestly, I feel like we all do a good job of it, especially at home because we're on the third base side. Like, we're watching the at-bat close, and we're watching the game play out. We see the scoreboard. We see the situation. And you're just kind of optimistic about everything that's happening.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Hey, it's Dan Bernstein for my friends at Aloha Restoration. You know those dark stains on your ceiling? You say, oh, it's no big deal. Yeah, it is a big deal because it could be mold and mildew starting to set in, and that's bad for your health. You got to get that checked out. The flooded basement, you know, it's immediately you think, what do I do? Who do I call? You call Aloha Restoration when there is water in your house because you got to get it out. You got to get everything restored to pre-disaster condition, and that's what Aloha does. It's certainly what they did for me. I've been through the process from start to finish, dealing with everything, with the first phone call, with the estimate, with them saying, here's where we're going to be. Let's work this out. When can we be here? When's the best time? Telling me everything that's going to go on. And then next thing you know, the plastic sheeting comes out and I look up. It's like, oh, I couldn't even tell you where any damage was to start. So Aloha is your call. These are the people because they're the proud winners of the Better Business Bureau's 2018 Torch Award for Marketplace Ethics. They will make your home look as good as new. Aloha Restoration, 847-865-5664. That's 847-865-5664.
It's real.
O'Reilly Auto Parts offers O-Rewards points in-store and online. Earn points on everything from replacement parts to tools and accessories. And for every 150 points collected, you'll get a $5 reward. Earn points any way you shop. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Do one thing to protect the environment. It all starts with just one thing. September is World Ozone Month, and what better way to celebrate than by using your car less? Your car emits lots of chemicals that can be damaging to the ozone layer. Walk or bike to close destinations to enjoy more of the outdoors. Start carpooling to work. Better yet, use public transportation and leave your car at home. The ozone layer will thank you. It all starts with one thing. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Today at 6:05, when Cubs baseball is on the score, Ed Napleton's Honda in Oak Lawn presents Off the Air, exclusively on 670thescore.com, an unfiltered brand of the score you could never get on the radio, including LoHo Daily with Lawrence Holmes, Grobber and Grody, Tony Gill, Maggie Hendricks, and Madeline Kenny in a special No Zones. Off the Air, presented by Ed Napleton's Honda in Oak Lawn, for home run service and selection.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Sharp Vision Modern LASIK.
Hey, Dan. Hi, Connor.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
What's up, guys?
I don't need the Buccaneers game to happen. I don't need the four touchdowns and running it up or anything like that. Although, I think that if you're in the situation where you're able to take advantage of that defense, you do it. And you just keep on letting Mitch see him go in. I need for wide receivers other than Allen Robinson to step up. You have to find opportunities.
Trubisky looking. Gonna float it easy. Pitch and catch to Taylor Gabriel. Front right corner of the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown, Bears!
Here's the fake handoff. Trubisky gonna throw right to the end zone. Gabriel's got it for the touchdown. Touchdown, Bears! Mitch Trubisky's second touchdown pass of the night.
Snap back, Trubisky. Here comes late pressure. Now zings it down the right side, going for Turbo into the end zone. No, it carried him out of bounds. He made the catch.
After entering the play, the receiver has 2 feet inbounds with control with the touchdown.
Trubisky to Turbo and a 27-0 lead.
Fourth sack of the night and a fade to black moment here at FedEx Field with the Bears defense. They beat the Redskins 31-15.
Intelligent, in-depth sports talk for your workday.
What they are is they're out there, they're talking, they're yapping, and they're trying their best.
Bernstein and McKnight, middays on the Score.
Bernstein and McKnight here on a special Built Ford Tough Bears Monday on a Tuesday on the Score. That means Patrick Manley at 10, Sage Rosenfels at 11, Rich Campbell at 11:20, and surprises possible as well. 312-644-6767. That's the number at WSCR, The Score. You email us at Bernstein and McKnight at 670thescore.com. You can go there to listen to us live. We're streaming at 670thescore.com. Texting at 67011. Send either. We reply regardless. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter's at Bernstein underscore MCK. He's at C1 McKnight. I am at Dan underscore Bernstein. Download the radio.com app.
Khalil Mack is from another planet.
It's incredible. You can stream The Score on your mobile devices, interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. The video feed is coming at some point. It's every day. inching closer. Mm-hmm. We get in our little prayer circle and we pray to various gods and deities.
We light candles.
Demigods.
We read from the Necronomicon. I mean, all that kind of stuff, right?
The Necronomicon.
Necronomicon?
Yes.
We don't have that book.
We can only afford the Necronomicon.
Maybe that's our problem.
It isn't the Book of the Dead.
I brought the wrong book.
Mostly dead. It's the Book of the Sick, right?
So Gertz comes in here with like three arms and four heads. He's like, guys, I think you prayed for the wrong thing. We need the face. Facebook feed.
Wrong.
Not book. What I have.
So when we have the feed, he'll direct it at watch670thescore.com and Facebook Live. The producers are Jay Zawoski, Rick Camp, and it looks like a consortium of people in the back doing what the Mexicutioner does. There's Chris Dickens.
Oh, that's not what the Mexicutioner does. I don't know what they're doing. That's illegal in three states. That shouldn't happen.
But that's just Cabo bothering us.
Oh, yeah, okay.
All yeah, right. Well, that's what he does. He's a professional at it. Few are as skilled at such things. But that you said you didn't need the Tampa game.
I didn't.
You kind of got the Tampa game.
I kind of got the Tampa game. Yeah. That wasn't the Tampa game. It was close to the Tampa game, but it wasn't really the Tampa game. What I did enjoy, though, is I got the two things I really did need. I needed badly for someone other than Allen Robinson, a wide receiver, somebody with threat, you know, attached to their name, somebody that you'd have like a, you know, a star around if you were playing Madden, something like that. I need something like that to emerge, and you got that. You also got the 4-minute drive from that offense. Not, you know, they could have controlled the ball a little better in the fourth quarter, and they had some, you know, stops and starts and whatnot. But when it really, really mattered, they held on to the football. They gave the defense a breather, and they ended any hope, any irpiness from Jay Zawoski, who on the show text last night was, I wanted to send a watch party out. I was worried for the man. He's dealing with some stuff watching this team. Jay, I am worried for you.
You should be. Rick said I have PTSD from watching the Cubs, where I feel like no lead is safe.
Yeah.
Right.
And I was seeing Craig Kimbrell playing safety for the Bears somehow. Like, I was just like,
oh, okay.
Hallucinating that.
That explains some of it, at least.
I think we need to, like, for next week's game, you know, against the Vikings, I think one of us needs to go to Jay's house and just kind of, like, hold him for the second half or something.
Get him
like,
a Thunder shirt.
We need to take shifts.
I would love a Thunder shirt.
They just squeeze you into a giant neoprene Thunder shirt?
Or a weighted blanket.
I have a weighted blanket. I should have used it last night. It would have helped. God, I love that thing.
I'm worried.
I'm picturing you with a weighted blanket with eye holes cut out of it. Just right over your head like Charlie Brown is a ghost.
Those aren't eye holes.
It really, he just kind of looks like an encased meat in the shirt.
Fairly typical.
And it just over time, it just sort of weighs him down and he drops closer to the floor until he's just lying there, staring up through the eye holes.
Win.
I didn't mention that we have another giveaway today. It is another pair of tickets to see Green Day, Weezer, and Fallout Boy at Wrigley Field on August 13th next summer.
Hell yes.
So you got to be listening for the opportunity to win that spectacular prize. Now, they took bad off the table last night. They took advantage of a terrible team.
Yes.
You went on the road and beat a bum-ass squad.
That is such a bad
football. Oh, they're awful.
Team.
They're awful. But consider the alternative. Consider if they just scraped out of there like they did in the Denver game, or God forbid they lose or something. The way that they went up 28-0 convinced you that at least how they have been carrying themselves since the debacle in the opener and since they escaped Denver, they still have acted as if they're the Bears, they're a contender, they're going to go win a Super Bowl, and this allows them to, whether you think it or not, whether you think they're going to be 9-7 or 10-6 or 8-8, this allows them to get into another week of practice allowed to think that they're really good.
Yeah, it lets the offense continue to work like Mitch is a win with quarterback. I don't think he's a win because of guy. He's certainly not this season.
Just not.
Certainly doesn't feel like it right now. But I really thought and we'll get into the Mitch day. We've got a whole Built for Tough Bears Monday on a Tuesday today, and we're gonna get into every aspect of this game. But I thought the guy that had, at least offensively, other than Taylor Gabriel, the guy that had the best game was Matt Nagy. I thought the play calling was pretty solid. I thought the melding of, you know, game one and game two into game three was fairly complete. And what I loved about how this offense worked wasn't necessarily the play, but the rhythm that it allowed Mitch to get into. I don't love having to have receivers show Mitch their numbers, the front of the jersey, in order to make plays for the entirety of the first quarter. But if that's what it takes to get the quarterback set and understanding what he's seeing from the defense, so be it. That's going to let you have, or that's going to lead to a couple of short drives early on in games. It's going to lead to more frustration as they go, because better cornerbacks are going to pluck that route. Better safeties are going to hit that receiver and knock that ball out on little button hooks and turns and stuff. But if that's what it has to be, look at it. I mean, I don't think Mitch threw it very well in that first quarter.
No,
I really don't.
Even on some completions, he wasn't accurate. He underthrew the first down pass to Robinson,
yep.
And then he overthrew Cohen on the wheel route, but he still made the catch. I mean, there were completions that were inaccurate.
But he's got to have, and it seems like they want to call it so that these receivers are showing the numbers to Mitch. They're turning around, spotting up, and you don't get yards after the catch usually with that. You don't get those things. But what happened later on, and as you saw in some touchdown drives, the scheme changed some. And Matt Nagy saw that after you built some completions together, it seemed like he changed a scheme a little bit and got something open for the quarterback as he built confidence. It was impressive. Tell you what it was after the update.
Scoreboard update.
And with that, I'm in the Northwestern Football Update studio. I'm Kevin Zipak. Don't miss your chance to watch Big Ten football at Ryan Field this fall. The Wildcats host Ohio State in a sold-out matchup, but tickets remain for matchups with Iowa and Purdue. Buy now at nusports.com. The Bears defense battered the Washington offense last night as Chicago improved to 2-1 on the year with a comfortable 31-15 victory. Quarterback Mitch Trubisky improved from his first two games of the year, 25 of 31 for 231 yards, three touchdowns, just one interception. And as far as the other side of the ball,
a great game by the defense in regards to getting turnovers and flipping the field, which was really good. I think there was five total turnovers.
That's right, Matt Nagy, five turnovers, including a ha-ha Clinton Dix pick six. He had another pick later in the game, and Khalil Mack had two sacks and a forced fumble. With the win, the Bears keep pace in a competitive NFC North Sunday afternoon. They host the Vikings at Soldier Field. Bears did not come out of this game unscathed. Taylor Gabriel left with a concussion, and Akeem Hicks also exited earlier with what appeared to be a right knee injury. Major League Baseball tonight, the Cubs will be in Pittsburgh. Kyle Hendricks is on the hill for Chicago as they cling to a thread of their playoff hopes.
Cubbies!
That's right, not for very much longer. The White Sox are closing out their season with a seven-game homestand. They've got Cleveland at guaranteed rate tonight. Tim Anderson leads DJ LeMahieu by 5 points in the race for the American League batting title. And yesterday, Royals manager Ned Yost announced he was retiring after 10 seasons in Kansas City. This segment brought to you by Walmart, introducing free next-day delivery from Walmart. So when you're in the store and forget what you actually need, you can still get it the next day. Get your must-have items delivered tomorrow with no membership fees at Walmart.com. On eligible items only, $35 minimum order, not available in all locations. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you're listening to Chicago's number one ranked sports station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Your home for Bears Mondays. This week, a special Built for Tough Bears Monday today on Tuesday. This is 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
We just got to stick to the process, you know, keep believing in what we're doing. We had a couple weeks where we struggled, but we were a little bit better tonight. It was just guys sticking to the plan, coming together, and just doing what we do best. And the O-line did a great job, and playmakers made plays on the outside. So if everyone just continues to stick together and execute our plays and believe and just go out there and make plays, it'll be a fun offense.
Okay. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, visit your local Hyundai dealer and test drive the Hyundai Palisade today.
Your love for his press conferences is just, it's so thick and rich you could drizzle it over pancakes. That's what it is.
You know,
it's so much love.
Just throw it to the guy.
You know what, though?
Get in and out of the huddle, throw it to the guy, keep it moving.
Matt Nagy. I think of all people, you would have figured out like the ratio of quarterbacks that are good in the press conference, whether they're actually good. So you could see if it actually matters if he's
the correlation
conference.
Yeah, I don't think we ever knew. I mean, like somebody like we always bring up Joe Montana because they even tried to put him on television and they had to take him off of television because Joe, do you have a thought?
No.
I don't.
Not really. Thanks for asking.
Thanks, Joe.
But no.
Tom Brady kind of sucks in press conferences.
Kind of. Yeah.
I mean, Dan Marino was never great in press conferences either. So we'll see. I don't know. I'm trying to bake it all into this casserole of
remember the person that you thought was great in the press conference that you got really excited about, and he had a toolbox of concepts.
Yeah, he started out, he started out really good in press conferences, and then he got really weird. The moment things got bad,
that's because everything around him began to crumble.
Everything turned weird, and then it's like, oh, all the stuff that you were in charge of or that you had figured out, now you have no concept.
You know how I was telling you things about the football game? So as it turns out, no one respects me, so I won't be telling you those things anymore because everyone here hates me.
Let's see. Right. My wide receiver is insane, and the linebacker just went to open a barbecue joint.
Thanks,
and
buddy.
Didn't tell me.
And didn't bring me any barbecue.
Go Bears!
Well, they did run out. Back.
Remember they ran out?
Did they?
Well, barbecue places do that because you have to.
I worked at a very famous rib joint back in college.
Famous.
And they ran out of ribs.
And they caught on fire.
How did that happen?
Not only do we have no ribs, the restaurant's on fire. I have no idea when it caught on fire.
Wonderful insurance, though. Yeah. Who knows? So the other thing I really, you mentioned, see the guy, hit the guy, find the open guy.
Just throw it to him.
I thought Matt Nagy did a really good job after, you know, you saw a couple of drives with receivers turned around, some hooks and curls and whatnot. Started running some drag routes, and it's the 3rd and 2 to Anthony Miller where, you know, the throw where Mitch didn't criminally overthrow
Miller.
That was
trips left.
This one is tight formation. This is the 3rd and 2 to Miller. It's tight formation, 2 on either side. It's A-Rob and Miller on the left, and it's Burton and Gabriel on the right side, kind of stacked a little. And then Robinson runs a fly route, or maybe it was a fade. The TV cuts off, and I don't have the All-22 yet. Miller runs the drag from left to right, Burton with a hook, and Gabriel fades it to the end zone, to the post. And Miller just picks it up and has room to run. Remember that, room to run. Same play, the same concept, I think, on the touchdown by Gabriel where it's that really easy flip. Nobody's there. Gabriel's on the right side. That's trips with Burton. He slides out from a double backfield. It's him and Cohen. Burton slides into the formation, into that little bunch set there. Cohen goes out right. Gabriel drags across from right to left this time and is wide open. Drag route with room to run. These are the kinds of concepts. These are the easy throws that can generate some of the yak. Pocket moves a little bit for Mitch Trubisky. That's nice to see, too. You use that athleticism. And he even said after the game that he could have run the thing in. He just gave it that little flip to Taylor Gabriel to put one on the board. Nice little passing touchdown. Good little start. I really like those concepts. I don't know where those were in the first two games. I'm not saying that they weren't there, but they certainly weren't open and they weren't being seen. The flip side of this, though, is pretty obviously drag routes take a little bit of time to develop, especially if you can come all the way across the formation. That means you got to have receivers who take advantage of slower linebackers. Check that box last night. We also have to have interior line blocking.
Yeah, and I'm worried about Kyle Long. I'll just put it out there.
Same, man.
I'm worried. He doesn't look right. Something is going on with his lateral movement.
Same.
I know he's big and strong, and I know he can run forward, but it does not appear his side-to-side ability is there. And I almost tweeted it. I had the tweet ready to go, and I thought, no, this is an overreaction. I'm going to get pounded for it. So I didn't. But I was getting close to wanting to see if Ted Larson could hold his own little bit better. It's just Kyle Long really looks to me like he's struggling. And I know we were talking before the show about the wider splits that they had.
Rick picked that up. Did look like that a little.
When you want to spread out a defensive line, that sometimes you ask that a reach block or you ask that a move sliding off one guy to another guy, you're just making that a greater distance by choice. And maybe that wasn't the best idea for Long, but maybe all of these injuries and all of these surgeries are adding up to a guy who physically just doesn't seem to be what he was.
Well, they still don't run block well. You know, I still don't think they have much of a run game. David Montgomery is a fantastic runner.
Slippery eel out there, isn't
he? He's very, very good. But that doesn't mean they have a great run. You know what I'm saying? That doesn't mean they have a great run game. Just because he's able to, you know, back step, shift left, find the hole that was created.
I want him to do that in the second level. He's doing it at
He's
doing it at the first level,
where
ideally he's already through a hole and then using that skill set he has to make a strong safety miss rather than try to make a nose tackle miss.
Yeah. And listen, maybe some of that has to do with not having your right tackle, Bobby Massey, for a game with a late decision. Just a little touch of vertigo. for Bobby Massey.
His replacement that's okay. was really good, though. I thought Cornelius Lucas.
Didn't notice him at all, which is a good thing for an offensive lineman when you're not calling that number.
This is a Built Ford Tough Bears Monday on a Tuesday on The Score, brought to you by your local Ford dealers. Visit buyfordnow.com. When we come back, I have a remarkable statistical context for what Khalil Mack has already done as a Chicago Bear, already achieved in Bears history.
Really?
Really.
Okay, and the phone lines are, you are giving it your opening the...
Oh, yeah, sure, 312-644-6767.
I wasn't sure if you were ready, you know? I mean, it's a Built Ford Tough Tuesday, and it is what it is.
Oh, Bob's Assemble.
Okay, all right. We have blown the contra shell, and the Bob's may assemble. It's the Bernstein McKnight Show here on 670 The Score.
A special Built Ford Tough Bears Monday on a Tuesday. Brought to you by the Built Ford Tough F-150, the official truck of the Chicago Bears.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Can I take these off? All right. What is this? This looks good. Wow. That's well made. Where did you get this? I'm talking to you with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Until I found a better shave at Harry's.com, I would get angry every time I would take out the razor and snap the blades on there and shave. Then I realized I got to throw this one out already. Well, that's $37 down the drain. And you look at this razor that you're holding that looks like some sort of sci-fi spaceship for no apparent reason. And like, well, what am I doing here? Well, thankfully, Harry's has changed everything. And you can learn this yourself for just $3. Whatever you spent on that latte in your hand or in the cup holder right now, literally $3 for a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover. That's $3. It ships for free. The way you get it is you go to harrys.com and you use the code Chicago. The replacement blades are just $2 each. That is half the price of the leading competitor. And you hear 5-blade, it's going to be unwieldy. No, it really isn't. It glides like a dream. And if you flip it over, there's a trimming blade on the other side for sideburns, the area under your nose. They've got you covered. And you can get this for $3. If you want to shop in store, you can, because Harry's razors are available at Walmart and Target. But you cannot beat this deal. The trial set, that's the razor, the weighted handle, the foaming shave gel, and the travel cover, it's $3. It ships for free. Go to harrys.com. Use the code Chicago.
What's the difference between good and great? Good tells you why they're better. Great proves it every day. At Great Clips, greatness isn't just in our name. It's in everything we do. From our highly skilled stylists to saving your haircut details and clip notes to saving you time with online check-in. Getting your haircut at Great Clips means never having to settle for good enough again. And with over 4,000 salons across the U.S. and Canada, it's easy to find a Great Clips location near you. Download our online check-in app today. Great Clips. It's gonna be great.
It's time to fall in love with a new Honda at Pauley Honda in Libertyville. Get clearance pricing on all new 2019 models, including CR-V, Pilot, Accord, Civic, HR-V, Odyssey, and the all-new Passport. At Pauley Honda, you can lease a new 2019 Honda Accord LX sedan for only $239 a month with no down payment. Or at Pauley Honda, a 2019 Honda CR-V LX all-wheel drive is only $289 a month with no down payment. Or drive a 2019 Honda HR-V LX all-wheel drive for only $239 a month with no down payment. Need more family room? Then the 2019 Odyssey EX for only $389 a month with no down payment is perfect for you. And Pauley Honda has the all-new Honda Passport in stock now. Great deals and great service every day. Pauley Honda on Milwaukee Avenue in Libertyville or at PauleyHonda.com. 36-month lease, first month payment, tax, title, license, and 175 doc fee. Due at lease signing with approved credit. No security deposit required.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes at his new time, weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
Lawrence was live with Jason Hayward and Kyle Schwarber.
KB scares me.
Come on.
No. So he is just that nice. No,
he's the nicest human in the world.
Right. He can't be that nice all the time.
He apologizes for getting mad.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com on radio.com sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
McNeil and Parkins. Afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Jed Hoyer.
Man, baseball's a weird game, isn't it? We've been trying to get an idea, trying to get this team's identity figured out as you have been. Joe talked about approach today. What does that mean to you when you hear approach is what offensively is troubling you?
You know, we went on the road and got swept in Philly, and we were struggling, and then we, you know, kind of rebounded and won 5 in a row, and then we came home and got swept by the Nationals, and then we went to New York and swept them, and it's been a weird year that way, and I can't really explain it. You know, I feel like in general I'm pretty patient, and I feel like you can't ride the wave. You have to stay steady, but at some point you run out of season. You know, you can't do that forever, and we just can't seem to quite keep that hot streak going.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Bernstein and McKnight, 9 a.m. to noon on The Score.
Jed Hoyer joins us. What's the way to get the whole operation just tightened up a bit?
That's the question. And I agree with you. I think that's actually a fairly good way to put it. I know I've said this on the show a bunch of times. Like, you know, to me, I feel like when we're at our best, we're tough to beat. You know, it's baseball. You know, winning 2 out of 3 in a series is a good thing. But you felt like the nights you lost when you went home, you felt like the other team beat you. They showed up. They got the big hit. It didn't feel like we beat ourselves. You know, that's sort of an important distinction, you know, because you're going to lose in baseball. You're going to go home disappointed. You know that. But you don't want to go home disappointed because you let opportunities get away. And that's what's frustrating. So I think that's the tightening up you're talking about. You've got to make fewer outs on the bases. We've got to catch the ball better, take care of the ball better, not give up as many free runs.
Listen to Bernstein and McKnight, 9 to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
First and 15 from the 20, snap back. Here comes a big, strong rush.
Bubble. Ball's up on the ground. It bounced away to the hands of the Bears inside the 15-yard line of the Washington Redskins. It took a Bears bounce. Boy, Mack was screaming off the edge. The recovered fumble by Akeem Hicks. Second takeaway of the night. Bears football inside the red zone of the Skins.
Can you take us through the script sack? You know, what you did to get around the tackle there, and then what you saw going after the ball when Keenum.
Which one?
You stripped it. Akeem fell on it. You were coming off.
Oh, yeah. Same thing as last week, man. I saw the quarterback on, and I actually got to hit it this week, and it came out, so thankfully.
Which one? And he's not being a jerk either. Nope. He's literally asking which one.
I don't know which one you're talking
because
about.
He can. And it should have been 3 if not for the penalty. Yep.
Should have been. My
there would have been 3 strip sacks.
He is so good.
Here's some Bears numbers for you. Some all-time Bears numbers. This was nicely done by Stonecutter, who went back and did some research here and emailed this. The Bears franchise history leaders in forced fumbles. Okay? Think about this, and then their total games played.
Yeah, okay.
The all-time leader is Charles Tillman. 42 forced fumbles.
Okay.
In 156. It's one forced fumble every 3.7 games, which is remarkable. That's a forced fumble every 3.7 games. Richard Dent had 34 forced fumbles in 170. It's one every 5. Alex Brown, 16 in 127. That's one about every 8 games. Lance Briggs, 16 in 173.
No kidding.
One every 10.8. Steve McMichael, 12 forced fumbles in 120 games played. Sean Gale had 11. Brian Urlacher had 11. Obviously, 144 games, 182 games. Yeah. Roosevelt Colvin had 10 forced fumbles in just 56 games.
Purdue's finest.
One every 5.6. Pretty good. Julius Peppers, 10 forced fumbles in 64 games. One every 6.4. Mark Carrier, 10 in 109. Dan Hampton, there were some sources that say 10, some say 8, but it's no way that even his numbers stack up to this. Already, Khalil Mack is 12th all-time in the history of the Chicago Bears with 9 forced fumbles in 17 games.
Just dumb.
That is a forced fumble every 1.8 games. Fewer than 2. He forces a fumble more frequently than one every other game.
Oh, that is just fantastic. I'm thinking back.
Think about that.
I'm going through my favorites. My favorite still is, check me if I'm wrong here, but technically speaking, one where he walks up to DeShone Kizer and then just takes the ball from him.
asks him to give him the ball.
Give me that. Yes. Oh, yes, sir. Yes, Mr. Mack. That is technically a forced fumble, yes? Okay, so that's my favorite one. That's okay. Still my favorite. And speaking of strip sacks, you can stop texting in. We have seen Tariq Cohen's live feed. That's rough. Feel bad for Kyle Long then. Yeah.
Apparently on Instagram live, Tariq Cohen in the locker room was dancing around and doing a thing.
Yep.
And in the back comes, I thought it might have been Bigfoot.
Nope.
But it's not.
It's very blurry.
It is a completely naked Kyle Long.
Feel bad for Kyle. Probably didn't want it out there like that.
That's just too much penis to be on Instagram live. You can't do that for the locker room, man.
It's probably going
to
get flagged.
Tariq, you can't do that.
Probably going to be some sort of violation.
So now we have Kyle Long added to the team with Vasante Shenko of the Vikings.
Yes.
Washington's Chris Cooley.
Yes.
Right?
Famously.
The all-accidental dong shot team.
It has to be accidental.
We can't put Brett Favre on there.
Okay, so Orlando or Orlando Hudson.
Right.
Who really enjoyed walking around naked.
No, it has to be. I remember
Juan Uribe.
I remember Joe Kane one time.
Well, but it's like that.
We were in the locker room after the game, right? And the cameras were jockeying for position. And they were coming over to talk to, I forgot who it was. And Joe Kane is just sitting there completely naked. It's like, man, you gotta make sure not to get my root in the picture. Y'all gonna end up putting my root on television. I don't want that. Come on now. Like, okay, sorry, Joe. We're good. They'll be careful.
You know what, Joe? It's a fair request.
Yeah, thank you for letting us know. But yeah, they took down the Instagram post.
Yeah, they should.
It's not there anymore.
Jay's reading through the comments right now.
Yeah. Anything good? But that we have our all accidental penis team.
There you go.
The NFL.
There you go.
Shall we take a call?
Yeah, I think we're ready for that.
We're in good hands to start. It's John and Shorewood on the score with Bernstein and McKnight. Hello, John.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, you know, we're heavily critical of Mitch, you know, as we should be. But, you know, just want to point out some positives when I was looking at his stats, man. I mean, he was, you know, 10 of 11 on third down. He was brilliant. You know, for over half of his yards, which sustains drives, helps keeps the defense off the field. And that throw he made to Gabriel, you know, maybe four players in the league can make that throw.
It's an amazing also, it was a too, terrific
also
throw.
Also, too, if you look at stats, he typically doesn't play well on prime time. So this was probably one of his best prime time games. So, you know, I thought the kid showed a lot. Obviously, there's still a lot of room to grow, but, you know, considering the scrutiny and the pressure and the need to play well in a primetime game, I thought he showed a lot. So
I thought he had more good than bad. Yeah. I also think those third down numbers have to reflect also the fact that this is the worst third down defense in the NFL.
Yeah, that matters. Quality of competition matters. But if you're going to do it this way, seeing one go, you know, just getting shots up and seeing him go down, that matters. It seems to matter to Mitch. And the reason I know that is because of the play calls that kept coming, even after some touchdowns. It's because Matt Nagy has said so. It's because Mitch has said so. And I'm kind of making this up. Like, they seem to want to have this happen for him. Recurring basis, too. Like, it's not just, all right, one drive, good to go. We'll just hand it off to David Montgomery and let the run game take over. They tried to do a little bit, but they're still throwing the ball. I mean, there's still that Bears offense. And I, you know, we talked a little bit about the game plan from game one, from week one and week two, kind of melding a little bit. I am okay with 13 carries from David Montgomery. I'm still a little confused as to why, you know, a Mike Davis pops up here and why Tariq Cohen's running inside the tackles there on
and
a
the
third
Cordero
down.
And the Cordero Patterson usage is that it appears they're still trying to figure it out.
I think so, but I thought about this too. Like on the Veer play that went left before the touchdown.
We didn't quite execute the fake handoff. You got to hold that ball there a little bit longer to sell
it. Fine. Yep. But if you're using, and this is what you have to realize when you're playing NFL, you put stuff on tape where you've got the easier opponent so that somebody else has to think about it later. And if they were able to put a couple of those together for Mike Zimmer and the Vikings to have to worry about, so be it.
Fair enough.
It's worth a little bit of stutter and stop.
In Washington, D.C., it's Tom. He's on the score.
Hello.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Love the show.
What's up, man?
Thanks for taking my call. Boy, a lot of disappointing Redskin fans, I can tell you that. I just want to touch on Mitchell Trubisky. I mean, you know, I think that we need to start looking at some more positives than negatives. I mean, what a Bears victory. You know, 31 points in Washington. I mean, I know Washington's not a great...
They're horrible.
They're horrible. I get it. I just, it's the thing that I think is we saw some positives last night. I'm not saying he was excellent. I'm not saying he was great by all means. But I did see, you know, that throw to Gabriel. And, you know, I think he's shown some signs of light of trying to come back with this thing. You know, Matt Nagy is a smart coach. I think he'll turn this kid around. And I think we're going to be fine.
It's year three. He said 31 starts. It's year three. I think we need to keep the bar high. They traded up in the draft to take him second overall.
Right. Yeah.
So that's what it is. It's keeping the bar high, right? I mean, that's all we're asking
absolutely.
For.
Absolutely.
The coaching staff has set the bar they've set the bar at a certain point. The front office set the bar at a certain point. Mitch did as well. I mean, they have continually asked and expected that bar to stay there. So as much as you talk about it was a wonderful throw to Taylor Gabriel. I mean, just a terrific, terrific throw and a great catch too. But there's the miss by Allen Robinson on an Allen Robinson throw. Another go route where it's just this, you know, kind of rub thing. And he gets up the sidelines and it's too far. Robinson gets a hand on it. Miller gets a hand on it. Overthrow. That's wide open in the NFL. That is wide open. That throw's got to get made.
We're going to have Patrick Manley join the fray and members of the fray, and he's going to give us his opinion on the 2-1 Bears and their performance last night. Don't go anywhere. The 100th greatest player in the history of the Chicago Bears joins the Bernstein and McKnight Show next on The Score.
Bears win. They beat Washington. Lawrence Holmes here, weekdays noon to 2. Keep it here as we recap the victory and take a look at their next matchup back at Soldier Field. It's a divisional dance with the marauding Vikings. Let's talk about it on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Want to start sleeping better? Get better sheets. Get great sheets. It matters. Maybe you think you've got terrific sheets now, but you don't have Brooklinen sheets. And until you do, you're not going to be sleeping like you're in a 5-star hotel, this luxury resort. That's actually how the company got started, is that the co-founders were on these fabulous sheets. And they were in a hotel and they said, oh, my God, we should get these for home. And it was so difficult and so expensive to do, it inspired them to start their own company to make it the opposite, to make it easy and make it inexpensive to get great sheets. I have Brooklinen sheets, and I love them. The most comfortable sheets that I've slept on, and you now can get the upgrade that you deserve. Brooklinen.com has this exclusive offer just because you're listening, 10% off and free shipping when you use the promo code Dan at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so confident in their product. All of their sheets and comforters and towels come with a lifetime warranty. You've been meaning to do it? Now's a great time. The only way to get 10% off and free shipping is the promo code Dan at brooklinen.com. BROOKLINEN.com. Promo code Dan. It's Brooklinen. These are the best sheets ever.
It's time to fall in love with a new Honda at Pauley Honda in Libertyville. Get clearance pricing on all new 2019 models, including CR-V, Pilot, Accord, Civic, HR-V, Odyssey, and the all-new Passport. At Pauley Honda, you can lease a new 2019 Honda Accord LX sedan for only $239 a month with no down payment. Or at Pauley Honda, a 2019 Honda CR-V LX all-wheel drive is only $289 a month with no down payment. Or drive a 2019 Honda HR-V LX all-wheel drive for only $239 a month with no down payment. Need more family room? Then the 2019 Odyssey EX for only $389 a month with no down payment is perfect for you. And Pauley Honda has the all-new Honda Passport in stock now. Great deals and great service every day. Pauley Honda on Milwaukee Avenue in Libertyville or at PauleyHonda.com. 36-month lease, first month payment, tax, title, license, and 175 doc fee. Due at lease signing with approved credit. No security deposit required.
What's the difference between good and great? Good tells you why they're better. Great proves it every day. At Great Clips, greatness isn't just in our name, it's in everything we do. From our highly skilled stylists to saving your haircut details and clip notes to saving you time with online check-in. Getting your haircut at Great Clips means never having to settle for good enough again. And with over 4,000 salons across the U.S. and Canada, it's easy to find a Great Clips location near you. Download our online check-in app today. Great Clips. It's gonna be great.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
You need your daily dose of news as much as you need that first cup of coffee.
Yes.
Just download the Radio.com app. Radio.com is your mobile audio connection to the top news sources, including CNN, CBS News Radio, and Bloomberg. Local, national, and international news. 24 hours a day.
The trade war.
All in one place. And all just a click away. Get the news you want, when you want. Radio.com on your desktop or download the free app now.
Devil Dog, Squid, Zoomie, Coastie, Grunt. Military veterans have a lot of terms for each other. And now there's a place that reports the news and delivers stories in words vets understand. ConnectingVets.com.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the Radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the Radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite